Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
And welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. And what is it on AM? 1580, that's right. Wow, that is some good stuff I found this week. Oh, and also you might be listening in the Shaw at 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw! Man, you know what? This week, don't bring guns, bring torches. It's getting dark in this country. Damn. Oh, but who didn't see that coming? What, was there an increased sales in gun? Well, yeah, I saw the one guy, he bought a gun, right, this week. What, a few hours before he shot everybody up, something like that? At a hospital. Yeah, but this time it wasn't a white guy, so it wasn't mental illness, right? I mean, you know, they always, yeah. How many times you got to cover this? Before people see that, I don't know. I just, you know, white ain't right. This is white boy Mike. I mean, Pizza Box Mike. In response to all the guys in my, what, demographics that get turn a blind eye, pretend like, oh, yeah, it's not me. I'm not the problem. Well, problem is you better get up and do something about it for the future. Not only the future, but how about the present? I watched that Cloverfield Paradox last night. I thought it was kind of interesting that in 2018 they were talking about, you see, Russia's getting ready to make ground troop movements. Why is Hollywood always ahead of the crowd? And then, you know, the Republicans like to rail on Hollywood. Oh, like you guys aren't entertained by it and don't have a bunch of knobs in there yourself, right? But it got pretty bad again this week, and hey, lo and behold, something happened in Wisconsin yesterday. Wow. Somebody decided to murder a judge.
Couldn't happen here.
And then the cops get there, and he's, what, did he wound himself, or did they wound him? Did the judge wound him? Not a lot of details out right now, except for that apparently Governor Evers was on that list as well, and some others. They haven't revealed everything, but apparently in Wisconsin and Michigan, Republicans are okay if you use your guns against Democratic judges and governors. I'm just assuming that if Evers was on the same list as this judge, and it had something to do with courts or whatever, so, you know, I don't want any judge to get shot, but, I mean, if we're going to be protesting, and we're going to be talking about good judge, bad judge, right? Don't forget that Democrat-Republican stuff when it comes to judges, because usually they don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat when you're in front of them as one of a working-class people. The white-collar crimes in Congress and stuff, that's all different. Corporate crimes, you know, those. I mean, I got sick of hearing about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Was that? Yes. Okay. 6 weeks of it? I mean, I know. I saw every time I looked on my guide, it was like all-night-long stuff. Like all day and all night? What?
Yeah, captivated by it. I think the most annoying part is that it ended up being a case where then everybody cast him in the same light. And, you know, because they're like, oh, they're both just such horrible, or they're both a problem. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of like when you would compare, you know, Donald Trump to somebody else. One's definitely a bigger problem than the other person. But, you know, let's just throw them all in the same bucket at this point. Anyway, whatever. Glad it's over, too. I echo your sentiments there.
Well, I mean, it was like, I remember them changing laws about lawsuits, you know, talking about frivolous lawsuits and all. That was a prime example of a frivolous lawsuit. Mm-hmm. But on the same day, basically, a judgment was made at the Green Bay packing plant where dozens of people got sick from COVID without having any safety or shutdown or anything. A couple people died. wow, they got to pay out 50 grand. Really? And we're watching millionaires. Oh, you got to give him 15 and he's got to give you two. And well, isn't that 13 million then? Or do they have to go back and forth? Pretty brutal in America. And I haven't seen any signs in the U.S. Congress or the Republican Senate. And I'll throw in Joe Manchin because I know he likes his guns too. Right? He's never, I don't even know if he's, you know, he'll do that half-ass reform kind of thing, you know, background checks. But let me tell you, handguns are the number one killer when it comes to guns in this country. Last year, it was 21,000 some people committed suicide with handguns and 19,100 some murders were committed with handguns. And as I mentioned before, I doubt that that includes the police murders that happen here. And it just keeps coming with the cops, doesn't it? Wow. Oh, hey, how about that 911 dispatcher that hung up on the person in Buffalo calling for help when there was a shooting there? Hung up on him. Dang. You know, I could have sworn I saw Michael Crute's name up there on the thing. He might have tried calling in, but something happened. Hopefully we're on the air and he's not saying, hey, man, I can't hear you.
He sent me a text.
What was it?
Some with 540. So.
Oh, okay. So 540 a.m. struggling, huh?
Oh, never struggling, but, you know, maybe, I don't know. So we had something with that, too, saying if you're not catching on 540, you know, that maybe the AM signals weren't going out. So we're looking into that as best we can on a Saturday remotely and whatnot. But
oh, good thing my car only picks up FM, then I ain't got to worry about it.
Well, we got the we just don't have the You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I to watch Jim Jordan, GYM Jim Jordan, and Matt Gaetz in a hearing. Defending guns and Matt Gaetz. This is an overreaction to children being slaughtered and teachers and what, the cops not doing their job right and more guns. Haven't we figured it out yet? I mean, Canada, they're funny, man. They're like, oh, wow, we see what's going on in America. We're not going to do any more guns up here. We're second. They're behind, you know, they're like second in gun violence. And it's substantially lower than us. And ours is increasing on a daily basis. But they've never been accountable as gun manufacturers, you know, making weapons that are meant. I'm telling you, people, those are not, they're not made to save lives. They're made to steal lives. Ah, you just shoot them in the leg, right? You know how many times people get shot in the leg and hit a main artery or get shot through the shoulder and you're like, how'd they die? Well, that bullet kind of went through and then tumbled this way. And yeah, I mean, you can die getting shot in the leg. And then you see people surviving getting shot in the head and you're like, wow. But for everybody to think that I need to witness all of this carnage, I mean, I get sick watching dead animals on the road. I don't particularly get off on watching dead humans, especially mangled ones. Oh, even worse. More so, I don't need to see children that look like that. Now, I don't know what it is in the media or in this country where people think that that's going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference with Republican legislators or gun manufacturers, because then they run that narrative about how, you know, you got to protect your kid. And what was that guy? The congressman from Florida, Stube or whatever, he stands up and shows his gun. You know, this is the gun of choice, you know, and here's a 15 clip. And if you put this 8 clip in, then it won't work. And I think it was Barbara, one of the congresswomen, said, geez, I hope that gun's not loaded. And he looks at her and he goes, this is my house. I can do whatever I want with my gun. He's in the Congress. It's his house. Damn. Is it time to go to break?
No, I'm not sure what that was all about.
Oh, cool. Hey, maybe it's not just AM. Maybe it's too. Or maybe it's that Cloverfield paradox.
They're playing your song everywhere, man. That's all I'm picking up. Well,
it's not my song, but wow. It is a good one.
It is a great song.
Oh, hey, you know, music gets me through the week every week because it's getting pretty ugly. It didn't, to me, I didn't see any, you know, one beautiful thing was my clematis that was poisoned off by this guy doing work for my mom a couple years ago, and I planted a new one last year and it didn't go anywhere, and the two of them are going up together. Yeah. Life. A lot of good rain here in May for plants like that. But other than that, I mean, the trees are all, you know, green and full. This is my time of year. There's life on this planet. And then after fall and into winter, especially in this country where we're going this year, I don't know if anybody wants to be disagreeable today or agreeable, but you can always call in at 844-967-2789. And you're not going to win any arguments with me, because usually there isn't an argument. Most people are starting to come to the light where when it involves, you know, the lives of children and what is the cause of all this. Yeah, you can say it's people, man, but apparently we can't control people in this country, right?
Absolutely not.
Because we don't know which good guy with the gun is going to turn into a bad guy with a gun. And in the way that the temperature, the political climate, not just here, but all around the world, you know, just this fear and hate and anger that's built up. The lid's going to come off. I mean, it already is, basically. I mean, they're going after judges and governors, and they did the January 6th thing, and everybody's still trying to pretend that, you know, that was comparable to 2011 in Wisconsin. I was there. So, you know, I wished I could have been at January 6th, not to go inside, but just to stand there. And I mean, I really thought it was going to be more violence than it was. I don't know about the rest of you. But I mean, they were planning it since November. And then you got the big rally talking about kicking ass and taking names. And then you reelect those guys because he's a real man, right? Damn. Well, it's going to take a lot more people bringing torches to light up this darkness. And I mean, we got to get some people running for office. I know it's the big money thing, but you know what? Maybe we can get people to understand we should vote for the person that didn't have enough money to run a bunch of propaganda on all the TV and radio stations. Huh? And it's gotten to that point, too, folks, where, you know, if Democrats got a lot of money, well, that means the establishment's behind that. That's like worse than being a Republican in my world, because that's supposed to be my party. And we'll talk some more when we get back from this break.